Time for Morning Conversation. I have with me my friend Jill Kramer, Hancock County Economic Development Executive Director. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Mark, and thank you, and you're my friend, too.
Aww. So what's going on?
Oh, I have got a special guest today. Mm-hmm. So today I have Bethany Fisher. She is the owner of the Trendy Pineapple Boutique. So welcome. She's got a little news to share with us today.
Thank you, Joe. Yes, I do. I'm excited to be here today.
All right. So tell us a little bit. A bit about yourself, first of all.
Yes, my name is Bethany Fisher. I am from Iowa Falls, Iowa, and I just moved my storefront to Garner, Iowa, and I opened that in September of 2019.
Okay. How did you decide to go into business?
When I first got my job in Iowa Falls, I started working at a boutique, and I instantly fell in love with the feel of working in a boutique, and I just knew that's where my passion was, and I went out to go start that.
And where are you located?
I am located in downtown Garner, Iowa, 435 State Street.
And why Garner?
Because of the community feel that I get from Garner. A couple years ago, I did a vendor show in Garner, and the community showed up and gave us so much support at that vendor show. And I just kind of kept going back to Garner. And when I had the opportunity to open a store in Garner, I just jumped right on that.
I love that story. It's like, oh, yes, that's kind of a giant pull, so that's neat.
We're talking to Bethany Fisher about the Trendy Pineapple Boutique. What about the name?
The name, I have loved pineapples for as long as I can remember. So I just tried to find something that I could tie in the pineapple with, and then just ended up with Trendy Pineapple Boutique.
I like pineapple on pizza. I'm weird like that. Anyway, I'm digressing.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you attend the NIAC Papa John Center Venture School, and you were awarded first place. So congratulations.
Thank you. I was. Yeah, that was an amazing experience. I learned so much. Even though I had already been in business for a couple years, they taught me so much. I had such good mentors, and everyone there was just amazing to work with.
Mm-hmm. There's another venture school coming up. What would you tell somebody if they're thinking about attending?
I would tell them to do it 100%. I have grown, got so many partnerships with that. There's so many mentors that were in the program that still reach out to me and check in. If I have any questions or thoughts, I always reach out to them. And even the people that were in the class with me, we are all kind of working together. And there's ways that we can connect and grow our businesses together.
It's all about networking.
Yes.
That's awesome.
What would you tell somebody thinking about opening a business from your experience?
I would tell them to go for it. There's a lot of places out there that are going to help you get your business, Papa John Center being one, the local chamber, the economic development people. They will all help you get started and just go for it. It's so rewarding to have your own business and be a part of such a great community.
Now, you're in a bigger space now. And talk about maybe some plans for expanding your business as we go forward.
Yeah, so I will definitely be bringing in a lot more clothes now that I have more space, but I am picking up this year doing prom dress consignment, and with that I'm also going to do tux rentals so that for prom kids can come in and either sell their dresses they had or buy gently used clothes, and then boys can get their tuxes right in town and I have to drive all the way to Mason City for a tux. And then just kind of keep expanding my clothes, getting more in, and getting some Cardinal clothes in for the team mascot, things like that.
We're with Bethany Fisher from the Trendy Pineapple Boutique. We kind of talked a little bit about it, but we can get more into what you sell and what your clientele, what are you gearing towards?
Yeah, I'm gearing towards women 20 to 40, but that kind of ranges a little bit. I have people of all ages coming in, but I carry women's clothing, sizes 3 or small through 3X. I have home decor in my store. I do jewelry and purses, just a little bit of everything, and I'm always finding new things to carry in my store. I really like to find small businesses that do wholesale so that a lot of my stuff are like handmade items right here from Iowa. I have things from Mason City and Garner and Clear Lake, all of that stuff in my store. So I love carrying those items that are right here in Iowa.
You work with Hancock County Economic Development and the Garner Chamber. Why are those relationships so important?
They are so important because they have helped me take my business to the next level and do things that I didn't really even think were possible. Jill helped me get in with the Papa John's Center, and I didn't even know about that until she kind of helped show me the way and help me with get in with the city and learn about things that I didn't even know were out there and resources like that. So they really helped me take my business to the next level and make sure that I have used all my resources that I have available to me.
And again, people want to know more about the boutique. How can they find you?
They can find me online. I have a website, www.trendypineappleboutique.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Trendy Pineapple Boutique. And I also am downtown Garner at 435 State Street.
What are your hours?
I am open Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 6, and on Saturdays, 11 to 3.
Bethany, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Jill.
Yes. Well, I you know what I really like about the boutique is that every time you go in, there's something different. So if you don't see something you like one time, you can go in and check it again. And I bought clothes there, and I don't quite meet your demographic, but I'm really close. No, don't laugh so hard, Mark.
I'm sorry.
But
I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing with you.
So I just really want to say thank you for all your hard work. And I know Adventure School is a big commitment. But people knowing those resources are important. So thanks for taking the commitment to Garner and Hancock County. And Mark, thank you. I'm looking really forward to 2023. So happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bethany, thanks. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
Good luck going forward.
Thank you.
For Jill Kramer, Bethany Fisher, I'm Mark Scar, KW Morning Conversation on this Friday, January 6th.